Welcome to Breast Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. This issue of our series marks an important transition for our CME group as we announce that this breast cancer series is now available online at our website, breastcancerupdate.com. The MP3 files can be downloaded without charge, and you can pop these into your iPod and climb on your Stairmaster, go fishing, or pull the weeds out of your garden as you listen to our work. And now for our program. May 16th was a historic day for clinical research when a series of presentations of breakthrough clinical trials utilizing monoclonal antibody therapy for breast cancer were presented at the ASCO meeting in Orlando. First, ECOG 3200 was presented by Dr. Kathy Miller, and this trial demonstrated an advantage with the addition of bevacizumab to paclitaxel as first-line therapy for metastatic disease. This was followed by three presentations on the use of trastuzumab added to chemotherapy as adjuvant treatment in patients with HER2-positive invasive tumors. Just moments after this historic session, I met with Edward Ramond, who during the ASCO session presented a combined analysis of two trials, one from the NSABP and the other an NCCTG trial, demonstrating an impressive disease-free and overall survival advantage with the addition of trastuzumab to AC paclitaxel, and you'll hear this interview later on in the program. The morning after the historic ASCO May 16th session, I met with the moderator, George Sledge, who provided his initial take on both the bevacizumab and trastuzumab presentations and discussions. Dr. Sledge began our conversation by putting these data in historical perspective.